Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello. It's been all of a week since I've done one of these and I feel out of practice. How very, very weird. What did I want to tell you? I came up with this thing that I wanted to share with you that might help you if you're feeling blocked around anything, if you've got writer's block or, you know, you find yourself procrastinating beyond the point of reason over something. So I discovered something yesterday and I shared it last night in Duck Pond office hours. We usually have our office hours in the morning, you know, our group coaching call, we usually have it in the morning. But last night I decided... this month I decided to have a night one, so we had it last night. So anyway, I was sharing it with the crew in there, and it went across a treat. So I thought I'd share it here with you as well. So in my picture book course, if you've got that, if you've ever done my picture book course, you'll know that there's a sort of a bonus section on self-care for writers and illustrators. And I talk about different ways of, you know, looking after yourself on an emotional level while you're creating, because that's, of course, one of the most important parts of the whole journey. And the most important part of your success is actually to look after yourself psychologically and emotionally. So you get the work done. All right. And that's where the biggest challenge is. It's so often not about talent. It's about perseverance and determination and all those sorts of things that come from your emotional state. So there's a section in the picture book course that looks at all different ways of looking at your limiting beliefs and dealing with them and all that sort of stuff. Or coming to terms with them is probably a more appropriate way, more accurate way of describing it. And one of the things that I talk about there is EFT, emotional freedom technique. Now, most people these days tend to kind of know what EFT is. And if you don't know what it is, just Google it, because you'll go down a rabbit hole because everyone's on it. It's just one of those techniques that's super, super effective because it's quick and it's subtle and it's powerful. And so I've used it for lots of different things and had varying degrees of success with it. Usually I think my success with EFT has been directly correlates with my commitment to it. All right. So I'll say that I can be quite lazy around it or I forget to do it. But when I remember to do it, it's really powerful. So I've always used it for general things. Like I haven't got really super, super specific with it. So I might use it, you know, if I'm anxious about doing something or, you know, sort of a general sort of vibe. I might do it before I travel or something like that, or while I'm traveling, or just sort of to shift, you know, anxiety and things like that. But this week it occurred to me that maybe I could do it on, I could tap on specific problems that I'm coming across in my own creative process. And so I have a real thing about writing action scenes. I've always had a thing about writing action scenes. I will put off action scenes constantly because I find them really challenging. I get in a big tangle when I have to write an action scene. And I wanted to understand exactly why. Like, what was behind that? You know, I would say, oh, you know, they're exhausting and, you know, they're hard to choreograph and all that sort of stuff. And that's all true, but that's not really what was behind me dragging my heels on writing action scenes and becoming so sort of stuck on them. There had to be more than that. So once I started to tap, and this is the thing, when you start tapping, these unspoken subconscious beliefs start to emerge because they've suddenly got permission to be spoken out loud. Because that's the whole thing. While you're tapping on these points, on this sort of acupuncture points around your body, and speaking out what it is that's troubling you, it just opens this sort of the floodgates, right? And so I started tapping on action scenes. And so the script is usually something that begins with, even though, you know, even though I hate writing action scenes, even though action scenes scare me, even though I don't have enough imagination to write a decent action scene. Okay, see how it's starting to get deeper and deeper and deeper? And you always, when you're tapping at the end of the script, you always end with, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And when you say that, that's when you get that really, you get that physical release. You really can feel your body relax, your shoulders relax, and you sort of can feel this belief shifting out of you. So I did a few rounds on action scenes, on writing action scenes, and what I uncovered as I was doing it was that even though I'm not a man and only men can write action scenes, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Now, that was a huge revelation to me. I had no idea I'd been harboring that belief deep down in my subconscious that action scenes are for men. All right? I had equated somewhere in my brain action scenes with helicopters and guns and James Bond and Matthew Riley, you know, that sort of... That's what my subconscious was telling me was an action scene. And so it was informing the way I behaved and the way I approached my writing and the way I approached action scenes myself. It was controlling me to some degree and making it hard for me to have to really, until I uncovered this belief, really had to push myself to write action. And so there was just this massive sort of letting go and laughter too, you know, about how ludicrous some of these things are. And it's all about, of course, it all goes back to our conditioning, and especially as women, what we're taught is acceptable, what we're taught is normal, you know, for us. And so I shared this last night in the duck pond, and, you know, there were expressions of... you know, aghast, but there are also sort of expressions of, yeah, I get it. And what was really beautiful too in the group session was that it turned out that one of our members is actually a practitioner of EFT. So she was able to take the floor for me and explain to our members in much more detail and much more accurately how EFT works and how it benefits people and how she uses it with her clients. So again, this comes back to the whole benefit of being in a group too, doesn't it? Because you just get to learn so much and you just get to tap into all this knowledge that is ever so helpful. So have a look into EFT. See if it might work for you. Have a go at tapping on some of your blocked points. You know, it could be about anything. You know, if you're an illustrator, you might be feeling blocked around palettes. You know, I know some illustrators tell them, I've seen it all the time, actually quite often in art classes and stuff, where illustrators will come along and say, you know, I'm really confident at drawing, but I'm not good with colour. Okay? I'm not good with colour. So if you're telling yourself I'm not good with colour, that becomes a limiting belief, that, and then you start to work from that point. Whereas if you were to uncover and to tap on that, you might find some really spurious thought. You know, maybe when you were 5 years old, someone told you that your outfit clashed and you were not good with colour, you know? And so you've taken that on board and you've taken that into your working life and your creative life. That's just a random example. But it's just a really, really powerful thing to get specific about your work and get specific about the thing that might be holding you back. You know, it might be much more specific than, oh, you know, it's really hard for me to write. That's just so general. But if you come down to, you know, it's really hard for me to get the voice right. I really struggle with plot. I really struggle with whatever it is. I really struggle with voice. And get more specific about it and then do some tapping rounds on it. It might happen quickly like it did for me, or it might take, you know, several rounds before you really start to dig down into what's going on. But it really is helpful, and it really is eye-opening, and it really is liberating. So I think that would be something that you could play with, all right? And I wanted to share that with you. All right, I'm going to go now and write an action scene. Truly, I am actually going to go and write an action scene right now. And I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again soon. I'm Jen Storer. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.